来讲道。
I'm very happy to be here again.
我到你们这里每次都有收获，就是每次来讲道大概都可以写一篇文章。
I'm rewarded well because every time I come here, I have a message to write.
而且我最近的博客的更新速度特别慢，所以首页都是你们教会的。
Say that again.
我想不懂人大概就不懂了。
Never mind.
这个今天讲一个题目，我想大概大家都比较熟悉一段经文。
You are quite familiar with today's scripture passage.
这个有一句老话说，熟悉的未必是深知的。
There's an old saying says, even though you're familiar with it, you might not know it well.
就像这段经文，我们刚读这段经文，其实我在没有信主的时候，或者信主很长的时间，也读过很多次。
Just like this passage, I've read it many times.
这个但并没有什么那种很深的感动，或者对你这有很大的启发。
But I did not receive too much from it, or any significant revelation from it.
哎呀，就觉得好 OK， 耶稣青少年是个好小子。
So I thought, yeah, he was a kind of a naughty boy, actually.
呀，好小的词，你知道现在都比较流行，尤其在我们华人中。
I want to be cool kids.
林书豪哈。
Like Jeremy Lin.
这个，那么后来这一年，特别是最近几年，就是这段经文是我到一些教会中跟兄姐们特别愿意分享的。
But gradually I grew to be quite fond of this passage. I like to share it a lot.
就在生命成长中给了很大的安慰，也给一个指导。
It brings me comfort and guidance in how to live a Christian life.
你知道我们大概每个基督徒心中有个梦，就有一天希望自己成为一个超级基督徒。
We all have a dream like we'd like to be a super Christian. Sort of.
特别棒。
To be Another excellent question.
在各个方面都特别杰出。
Excel in all aspects of Christian life.
等到我们做了基督徒几年之后，你就发现 ，OK， 这只是一个梦。
After a few years, we come to realize, but it's nothing but a dream.
你知道生命中成长，你总是有挣扎。
We all have struggles in life.
这个我昨天来这个路上，一直就在听歌利高里咏叹调。
I've listened to a lyric on the way here.
那里就是他唱的就是中世纪教会的那种弥撒，这个天主教弥撒的那一个音乐非常著名。
It was a medieval time Christian hymn.
其实他唱的是拉丁语，我根本什么也听不懂。
Just like me.The words in the Latin, so I didn't understand much of it.
但你知道有两个词全世界人都可以听明白的。
But there's only two words that all the world will understand.
其实也不是所有的人了。
Not all.
一个词就是哈利路亚。
That word is hallelujah.
另一个词就是阿门。
And the other one is amen.
他那个歌利高里咏叹调就大量的重复哈利路亚哈门，所以你就基本能听懂。
But the most of the song is a repetitive reciting of these two words, so most people should understand.
但我在这听的过程，脑袋不知道怎么就突然就转了。
In the middle of it, my thought wandered.
这个因为哈利路亚的词应该是赞美主，对吧
？Hallelujah is a praising word, right?
但我不知道，我们就转到了以马内利。
But somehow, the Emmanuel, this word came to mind.
我就想，哦，主与我同在，主与我同在。
So I start going in my mind that God, the Lord, is with me.
但我是昨天来的，晚上你知道，看到你这已经天黑了。
I came here yesterday. By the time I arrived here, it was already dark.
你前面路并不是都能看清楚。
You could not see far ahead of me.
你可以看到对面来的灯光。
Or you can see, you pick out some lights.
有时候你也看到前面的尾灯。
And some, you can also make out some dim lights.
但有一段路你并不是很清楚。OK, 前面那个路再往前该怎么走
？But if you're not familiar with what's coming up,
我就那时候想，其实我们跟主的行的过程中，大概也是这样一个路程，至少我是这样。
So it reminds me that's how we walk with God. We're not sure what's coming up.
就是你从道理上知道主与你同在，
In theory, we know the Lord is with us.
但你在实际上却并没有经历到主每一时每一刻都与你同在。
But frequently, we do not experience that in every moment of our life.
或者说主与你同在的每一时每一刻，你并不可能都觉察到。
Or you do not, you're not aware that, you're not aware that God is with you every moment of
就是
your life.
这一位与你同在的主，
So the God who is with you,
常常是这个以马内利主，常常是个远离你的主。
The God Emmanuel is, at times seems to be far away.
在这样的一个时候，你去怎样确信主与你同在？
So in those situations, how do you, believe or trust that he is with you?
你怎么去跟随主走？
And how do you follow him?
真的就是需要一个信心。
Requires faith.
所以耶稣这段这几年中，就是耶稣听到的那个经历，成为我生命中最激励的一件事情，一段经文。
So this passage has become one of the passages that encourages the most.
因为你突然发现，哇，耶稣少年也不是什么超级少年。
You will find out that Jesus' youth was not a perfect youth.
这个连林书豪这个程度都达不到。
He did not even achieve what Jeremy Lin accomplished.
这个不用说打篮球怎么样了。
He didn't even have basketball to play.
你就说耶稣当年做的木匠活怎么样都没有记载。
It didn't record how he was as a carpenter.
这个我这一年走遍世界各地。
I've traveled around the world recently.
我很愿意去的地方就是一些大的博物馆。
I'd like to visit great museums.
Yeah, 表现得装一点像文艺青年。
So make me feel like I'm kind of seasoned or educated.
我看没有一个展览馆展览出耶稣做亲手做的家具。
I've never seen the Jesus his product as a carpenter.
换话就是他做的家具没有一件传世的。
Whatever he made never passed on or not worth to pass on.
肯定不是那个时代最杰出的家具。
So he was not a great carpenter.
换话说，这几段经文，这一段经文就告诉一个，其实耶稣也当年也是个普通的人。
So the scripture says Jesus was just an ordinary boy.
你是一个普通的孩子。
An ordinary child.
一个普通的青年。
An ordinary youth.
但他却活出了神的生命。
But what difference was it was that he lived out the life of God.
而且这个生命你会发现就是神非常喜悦。
That's a God, a life lived by him was in favor of God.
我就突然发现，哦，我原来可以做一个普通的基督徒。
So it reminds me that I could be an ordinary Christian.
这大概就是你的生命。
And that's my life.
所以我就讲，耶稣这个青少年时代到成年时代这一段，其实对每个基督徒都是一个非常大的鼓励。
It encouraged me that Jesus lived an ordinary childhood.
就是我们的基督生命不要成为一个咒诅。我们的基督生命不要成为一个咒诅。
Our Christian life should not be a curse to anyone.
老是觉得啊，我不够好，我不够好，哇，没希望。
You do not feel shame that you didn't live a good life or you had no future hope.
其实耶稣这段生命告诉你有希望。
But Jesus says there is hope for you.
你可以去走路。
You can walk.
你可以像耶稣那样去走。
You can walk like Jesus did.
吃饭就好好吃饭。
You can eat well.
睡觉就好好睡觉。
You sleep as you're supposed to.
读书就好好读书。
And study as you should.
完了，你就按照神给你的每一天恩典。
And live by the grace of God on a daily basis.
活出你自己一天普普通通的生活。
Just live an ordinary life.
完，这就是神要让你成为他的儿女。
This is how God wants to be His.Child.
这就类似我们中国人讲，就是你应该有一个平常心。
So just like the Chinese said, have an ordinary mind.
你要把那个圣心能够融化到你的平常生活中。
Okay. To
daily life 就日常生活中。那么整个在这里的经文中，因为今天没有时间全讲，那个整个的秘密在什么地方
？To live a holy life in your ordinary life. So what is the secret to that then?
就是在第四十九节。
And that is in verse 49.
四十九节中，当耶稣回答他父母那话之后，他就自己说话，中文翻译说：“岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？”
In verse 49 says, "Didn't you know that I had to be in my father's? Didn't you know that I should mind my father's business?"
英文圣经那个翻译的非常好。
The English translation is more to the point.
就是岂不知我应当在我父的家中吗
？It translates should I be in my father's house?
就是住在父的家中。
To live in father's house.
或者说，把父亲的事放在我心上
，or in other words, is to mind my father's business.
这就是耶稣生命成长的奥秘。
That is a secret to Jesus' spiritual growth.
我们生命成长有一个无可避免的现实。
There is an inevitable fact that in our life.
我们不可能退回去。
We cannot retreat back to where we used to be.
我们必须成长。
We must grow.
但你首先要生命要成长，你要有生命成长的渴望。
But in order to grow, you must have a desire to grow.
就是你有一种东西，我要那样一个生命。
You must desire for a certain type of life.
我渴望那种生命能成为我的生命。
I yearn for that type of life to become my life.
这就耶稣讲，就我要住在我父的家中。
Just like I want to live in my father's house.
我要把我父亲的事放在我心上。
My father's business is my business.
你知道在美国医生中做过调查，哪一种病人最难复原
？Do you know that which type of patients the most difficult to recover from their illness？
就是这种得工伤的。工伤
is those who suffered occupational injury.
因为他一方面想得到工伤所享有的全部福利
because all his focus is on the workman's compensation.
但他又不想完全复原
therefore he does not want to be healed completely.
因为他完全复原就得不到福利了
because once he's healed completely, he will lose his workman's comp.
所以你要再有本事的医生也治不了这种不想复原的人。
So no matter how good a doctor you are, you cannot cure someone who does not want to be cured.
就是他没有成长的好的这种渴望。
Because he lacks the yearning to be healed.
生命成长最要就是你要发现你那个最深的渴望。
In order to grow in life, you have to have a certain desire.
基督徒生命成长最深化就是你是不是要渴望住在父的家中，是不是要渴望把父的事放在你心上
？A Christian desire is if you desire to live in Father's house and mind Father's business.
但我们生命中常有一些挣扎在这里。
Sure, there are struggles in life.
因为总有一些。与这个渴望相背离的渴望，相抗争的渴望，不同的渴望。
Because there are different various kinds of desires in life.
或者我们用基督一个语言就说罪。
For example, sin.
说不管怎样，这是我们一生自己要去正视的，要去面对的。
No matter what kind of desire you have, you must face it squarely.
你不可能说有一天我整个每一天24小时，一周7天，1年365天，我一直有美好的渴望。
Because it's impossible for you to have a noble desire every moment of your life.
往往是一个天使站在你左边的时候，大概小鬼就站在你的右边。
Because there's an angel on your left shoulder, and maybe a little devil on your right shoulder.
去面试自己内心中这种 愿望的挣扎。
So you have struggles, desire among desires.
但既在挣扎中，也选择这个美好的渴望。
But in your struggle, you choose the noble desire.
即使自己失败了，也要承认那个渴望是美好的，要再进一步去追求。
Even in failure, you still strive to achieve those noble desires.
这就是基督徒生命中的核心秘密，要住在父的家中。
So that is the secret to a successful Christian life, that is to live in your father's house.
那么具体成长呢，这个耶稣这段经文中其实就讲了四个方面。
There are four aspects on how Jesus' spiritual growth was.
我想有两段经文大概重复讲了到这一点。
There are two passages that repeatedly touched upon these four points.
一个是第四十节。
One is verse 40.
就是孩子渐渐长大，强壮起来，充满智慧，又有神的恩在他身上。
Verse 40 says, the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom. The grace of God was upon him.
第五十二节。
And the other one is verse 52.
这个耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
这里有三个要点。
There are three important aspects.
第一个要点就是说啊，就是渐渐长大。
First one is to grow gradually.
用我们学术语言来说，就是生命成长需要一个过程。
In other words, the life growth is a process.
你不可能一天长大。
You will not achieve in one day.
就像上次教育子女，我就大概就是，你不要去指望你的孩子一天就成为一个完美的孩子，那样的孩子从来制造不出来。
You cannot, you cannot expect a perfect child in overnight.
生命成长需要一个过程。
Life growth is a process.
所以在这里讲用渐渐两个字。
And therefore it says grew gradually.
一天。接一天
，day by day，
一个星期接一星期
，week by week，
不断的去变化
，continues to change。
但这里会有许多神学上的讨论，我不去今天涉及，因为有一些很难的问题。
Of course, there are many theological arguments here. We're not going to go into that.
因为成长就意味着你要往前推进一步。
The growth means that you have to march forward.
我们不去。讨论这里引起的神学上的思考，我也不建议大家去更多去探索，因为是奥秘。
We'll not go into those theological discussions.
就是耶稣怎么还可能成长
？How could Jesus grow？
在这里至少刚才很清楚说是渐渐长大。
But in any event, in his human life, he grew gradually.
也就是说，那另一个要点什么？就是说他是平衡成长。
The other important point is that he grew in balance.
就是什么都一起增长
，as everything grew in the same time.
不是说就长成一个方面
，he did not just grow in one area.
就属灵那个方面
，that is didn't grow just spiritually.
其他方面大概就不长了
，that he ignored the rest of the stuff.
他说其他。都在成长，一起成长。
Says his mind, his stature grew together.
那这个一起成长是哪几个方面呢
？And how many aspects grew？
这里前后经文您发现是四个方面。
There are four areas.
说就是一个生命四个维度，四个方向。
And the four levels of life.
一个是身体。
One is his physical body.
身体强壮起来。
He grew strong.
第二是智慧。
The other one is his wisdom.
第三是爱人的心。
And his love for man.
那第四个维度就是向前就是爱神的心。
The last one is his love for God.
我大概今天没有时间把这四个方面全讲完。
I don't have time to do all, to expand on all four aspects.
能讲多少讲多少。
I will do as much as I can.
因为我这个人非常不 organized.
The translation is taking too much time.
这个第一个事情是身体渐渐强壮起来。
The first area is that he grew stronger.
基督徒对生命有个非常重要的看法，对身体有非常重要的看法。
Christians pay emphasize their physical health.
就是你的身体什么是上帝的殿
？Because your body is the temple of God.
所以我这一年特别注意这个减肥。
So these days I watch my weight.
所以尤其这个传道人在前面去讲
，especially for ministers when they stand on the pulpit.
完了之后，你中部地区凸起。
Then these people see that you have a little belly.
往别人就看到，不是贪吃就是缺少节制。
So either you're greedy or you lack of self-discipline.
再这样可能就比较懒。
And or you're lazy.
所以既然是神的殿，你就要好好造这个殿。
So if your body is the temple of God, you need to take good care of it.
这个你靠贪吃长得很胖，你作为团长对我自己这样，那是一个提醒。OK， 你有问题。
If you indulge in food, become indiscretion in that area.
其实照顾身体殿大概就是两方面，一个你是锻炼。
To take care, good care of your health requires exercise.
另一个就是饮食控制。
And dieting.
我少年时代从来没有想到，控制饮食居然是人类一场战斗。
When I was younger, I never realized that dieting is such a big struggle.
那个是一个没有东西可吃，再有东西可吃的时候也吃不饱。
Because in those days I had nothing to eat, even I had some, it wasn't enough, so I didn't have to be on a diet.
这个林书豪刚一出名的时候
，When Jeremy Lin when he started his career,
有两组人就给我发来的一个这个信件 ，group 信件。
When became first, when he became famous, two groups of people sent messages to me.
说林书豪之所以能长那么高
，this one message was Jeremy Lin, the reason why he could be 6 feet 4 inches tall.
说因为他是吃牛排
，because he ate steak.
我太太就非常后悔
，so my wife was frustrated.
她不能吃羊排，而且呢也不能吃牛排
，she could not eat steak.
所以我们在家里从来不可能吃羊排吃牛排。
So in our house we never have lamb chops or.
所以他看到我儿子长到这个高度之后啊，就因为我当年不让他吃牛排。
So she thought that my son was short was because he didn't get enough steak.
其实就是一个营养的平衡。
But to grow healthy require a balance of nutrition.
基督徒的养，其实基督徒养生学很简单，就是创世纪第一章。
In Genesis 1 it says,
就是上帝创造的东西都是好的，你就别偏食。
Everything God created is good, so do not be picky on your food.
按照那个季节去吃。
Eat according to the season.
你别在冬天你就天天想吃草莓。
Do not wish for strawberries in winter time.
其实按照上帝所创造这些东西，上帝所创造东西都是好的，你就尽量按照那个食谱去吃。
Everything created by God is good. Just eat according to what God has provided.
不要去偏食。
Don't be picky.
而且你这个基督徒七宗罪的第一条，不要贪吃。
And do not be greedy. Do not indulge yourself in all kinds of food.
当年亚当夏娃同时犯错的一个重要原因就是贪吃。
That was the number one mistake Adam and Eve made in the Eden Garden of Eden.
那第二单就是所谓锻炼身体。
The other way to take care of body is to exercise.
因为锻炼身体其实不只是一个身体的锻炼。
Because exercise is not just for your physical well-being.
其实第一步是意志的锻炼。
Because it also requires determination.
人都愿意睡懒觉。
We all like to sleep in.
抱个电脑睡懒觉更好。
Sometimes we sleep in with a computer in our bed.
所以我今年经常给一些中年以上的朋友提建议，说去到上帝的世界走一走。
So I advise the middle ages to go around the world in God's world.
你知道我们基督徒有时候信仰有时候很假。 有的时候很假，很不真。
We're disingenuous at times.
我们在教堂可以高唱，这是天父世界。
We can see this is the my father's world.
完加上一句话就比较准确了。
We should add another phrase.
从来没有感觉。
We never experienced it.
哈，在这赞美上帝世界，哇，甚至可以流泪。
We can sing hymns and until our eyes fill with tears.
除到门口之外，看郁金花开了没感觉。
But once we step outside and see the flowers, we are not touched by it.
所以我们那个上帝世界这个概念，不是上帝一个真实的世界。
So this is my father's world. It's just a concept. It's not real.
其实神万物都是神的手迹。
Because all creations are handiworks of God.
上帝都在那把他手印放在那里的。
God has left his handprints on everything he created.
所以我自己非常推荐去散步。
So I encourage people to take a walk.
你在那不只是走路，是赞美、去祷告、默想，甚至你就是轻轻地欣赏上帝创造的一些美好。
When you walk, you not just pray to meditate and but also you enjoy God's creation.
在上帝的世界中赞美上帝。
In God's world, praise God.
那么第二就这样，就是说这里讲什么，就是说，智慧。充满智慧。
In addition, Jesus grew in wisdom.
他不说充满知识。
He did not say that Jesus grew in knowledge.
你知道有知识未必等于有智慧。
Knowledge is not the same as wisdom.
智慧是需要人生的这个练力，人生的经验。
Wisdom requires life experience.
一个小孩你可以说他很聪明。
A child can be very smart.
但你不能说这小孩有智慧。
But you cannot say he has wisdom.
必须你生命中过经历思考之后，你自己慢慢才可以生长起智慧。
And through life experience, it help you to gain wisdom and how to use your knowledge.
那么无论作为培育孩子或者做我们人来讲，我们怎样去增长自己的智慧
？No matter is educating your children or self-educating.We always want to learn how to increase our wisdom.
是吧？没有办法，只有一个办法去学习。
The only way is to learn.
这个西方有个著名的大教育家叫怀海德。他自己说过一段非常著名的话。
Famous educator, Western educator called...
无所谓 ，White Hat。他自己说就是说，一个人如果不去面对伟大的经典，道德教育是不可能成功的。
If a man does not come across a great
classical book,
classical writings, it will not be
不会怎么样，不会成长起来。
He will not grow if you do not read classical writings.
就是说。你如果让自己的心灵变得伟大
，If you want to broaden your horizon，
你就得必须面对那种伟大的作品。
You have to come across and read and study great writings。
去看那些伟大的诗歌
，To listen to great songs。
那些伟大的小说
，To read great novels。
那些伟大的音乐
，To listen to great music。
那些伟大的雕塑。
And all the scriptures,
你必须去面对，你心灵才有可能成长。
You must come across those in order for you to grow.
但你要是我另一种人，那就没有办法。
If you are another type of person, then there's no hope.
你就是天才，你是天才。
Unless you are a genius.
你就不用去面对。
Then you do not need to learn those things.
但一般天才也只能在一个领域天才。
But you, most genius excel in one area only.
你在其他的领域中也仍然需要学习。
And you, they still have to learn in other aspects of life.
牛顿讲到他成功经验的时候，他讲到一条。
Newton tells us the secret to his success.
就是他之所以能成功如此嘛，是因为站在巨人的肩膀上。
In order to be successful, you have to stand on the shoulders of the giant.
你站在巨人肩膀上，你才能看得更高，看得更远。
Because there it can broaden your horizon.
所以我在这一年一再鼓励兄弟姐妹们要读一点书，听一点歌。
So, I always encourage brothers and sisters to read more books and listen to more songs.
这个看一点雕塑，就是你要去面对那个伟大的东西。
Enjoy more sculptures and to fill yourself with great things.
其实我今天原来是准备给大家讲到这儿，给放一首歌。
So I plan to play a song for you.
我不知道这里要有多少人写的，就是听过那首歌，Bring Him Home.
I don't know how many people learned the song Bring Him Home.
有没有听？我想这里一定有听过的。Bring Him Home 就是《悲惨世界》中那个歌剧中，有人听过吧？兄弟们有没有听过的可以举手。
We all need
弟兄们有没有听过那个
？Anyone has heard that song before？
哇，我可以装一把，显得比较深刻。你知道那本书被评为最具有男人情怀的歌曲？最具有父亲心怀的歌曲。
It's a song that touches on a father's love.
我建议你们有机会回家一找的时候，就 Bring Him Home 非常容易找。
If you go home, you can Google it. And
你去听那个 Colin， 因为有几十个世界最著名的男高音歌手都以唱这首歌为荣。
The famous tenor in the world would like to sing this song.
那首歌一开始告诉在高天上的神，请听我祷告。
The song begins like Father in heaven, listen to my prayer.
你们今天当一个作业之后，今天回家去听吧。
That will be your lesson from the homework for today.
非常美。
Hear my prayer.
不是他唱，他的歌声不行，不，别放，他唱的不行。Colin 是唱的最好的 ，Yeah， 这个我一说什么就是说去面对那些人才知道，哇，那就是父亲的心。
To listen to the song will help you to understand what the father's heart should be。
那就是男人的气概，那就属于男人的味。
That's how a man should be like。
那就是说，保罗讲的是那些刚强的大男子汉大丈夫。
That's the real man，
可以去面对这样一些东西。
So in order to, you have to face these things，
一生去面对。
To contact with it, all your life。
就比如说我自己那年去佛罗伦萨，我第一个想去看的是什么，我都可以不看，但大卫这个雕像我一定要去看。
So when I visit a special place, I say I can forget about anything but the sculpture on David is something I must take a look at.
这个前不久，今年非常有幸，我到巴黎去了一趟。到巴黎去了一趟。
Recently, I visited Paris.
知道巴黎，你知道印象派的作品中大本营是在奥赛博物馆。
To the home base of the Impressionists.
我在这个奥赛博物馆当看到米勒的那幅晚岛的时候，真的，我在那里看了将近半个小时。
I stood, spent half an hour before the sculpture on the name Evening Prayer.
你到看到那个真迹的时候，你真要流泪。
It brought tears to my eyes.
那大概是历史上最伟大的一部宗教画之一。
The one of the greatest religious sculpture.
但是一个非常普通的场景，
In、
非常普通的场景。
With an ordinary background.
却能把你的心抓住。
But will get hold of your heart.
但你要用心去看。
But you must spend your pay attention to it.
你知道我看到许多人甚至旅游都是走到那些最美的地方。
The many tourists, they
最美的地方。
They come to a beautiful place.
他第一个动作想这样照相。
The first thing they do is post themselves and take a picture.
我第二次做这么个动作，好像是胜利。
Or do this sign.
完转身就走了。
And then turn around and leave.
不是景不美。
It's not because the scenery is not beautiful.
而是你自己的心灵太空虚。
Because they don't have the right mind.
就像我们基督徒常讲，我说基督徒，你生命要成长，你一定要读些伟大的书。
So in order for a Christian to grow spiritually, you must read major books.
你如果不读奥古斯丁忏悔录，你绝对理解不了赞美的深度。
If you don't read Repentance by Augustine, you will never know the depth of forgiveness.
你如果去想去知道耶稣到底怎样，上个世纪最应该读的，你就是杨飞利的，耶稣真貌。哦，呀，我想中文都知道，菲利普杨，呀，所以去读这样一曲，有这样一些伟大的书在那里。
If you want to understand Jesus, you have to read Philip Yancey's
The Jesus I Never Know.
The Jesus I Never Know.
Yeah.
I never read it.
你比如说姐妹们，我这几天，对不起，因为我自己临时讲，就我比如说姐妹们，这几天非常推荐读一下德丹修女的一本灵修书。
I also recommend a devotional book by
Mother Teresa.
Mother Teresa.
喜乐的生命
，a joyful life，
你去读上这样一些东西
，to read such the writings，
比如说你讲现代人追求的困难，你可以读一下，去了我不讲，就是说有许多这样一批书，其实这样一批书不是很多，人类上不是很多
，there are not too many of these classical writings。
大概对我们基督教，至少你有那么30部左右的书是你应该一生去读，不断去读的。
But there are about 30 books that you should read in your life.
你这样来讲，你自己的生命才可能深化。
Then your life will be broadened.
你可以有一天知道什么叫赞美。
And one day you know what praise is.
什么叫祷告
？What prayer is?
什么叫跟随主
？What is to follow Jesus?
什么叫生命中的挣扎
？What is to struggle in life?
你比如说这一年，我特别推荐弟兄姐妹读下卢云 Harry Nowen 的他的一些灵修书。
I also recommend Harry Nowen's devotional writings.
几乎世界上没有一个人像他这样一个像这样一位天主教神父。
No one's like this Catholic priest.
是当过哈佛的教授，而且是名教授。
Was a famous professor in Harvard University.
但居然到残障人中心去服务那些人将10年之久。
But served in 10 years in the handicap or center for the handicap.
而且心中充满了喜乐。
And still filled with joy in his heart.
你如果在教会服事中受伤的话，你知道他有一本书必须去读。
If you somehow was hurt in church service, in serving the church,
心灵爱语。
You should read his book. Of,
我不知道那时候中文该怎么翻译。你比如他另一本书在教会服事中，我特别在意，就是说。受伤的治疗者
Maybe the book is Conserve Without Tears. He is the healer of the wounded.
Yeah. 这样一些读之后，你有一天发现，哇，原来神就通过这一些开你的心，开你的眼。
God is going to open your heart, your mind through the writings of others who experience.
因为他们的东西，他们那些书中每一个伟大的地方，都不是因为他们的天才。
Because the greatness of their writing is not because of their talent.
因为什么？是因为神感动了他，圣灵感动了他，他才看到了我们看不到的东西。
But God opened a spirit of Holy Spirit opened their eyes to see the things that we cannot see.
就像加尔文说的
，Like Calvin said，
就是你如果无视，你否认这些人看到的东西，其实你不是轻视他们，而是轻视那位感动他们的圣灵。
You pay attention to the things it's not the things themselves, but the Spirit who touch your heart to see those things.
所以属灵生命成长一定有两个轮子，一方面去祷告。
So there are only two secrets to spiritual growth. One is prayer.
第二是读伟大的书籍。
And then to read classical writings.
完之后，你可以再加上第三条，去服侍周遭的人。
Maybe a third thing you can add to it is to serve those around you.
希望我这个讲道结束之后，有人可以开始有读，尤其是上了年纪的人，三十以后有开始读伟大书的愿望。
So I hope at the end of the sermon, those who middle-agers will start to have a desire to read the books.
让神通过这些伟大的书、伟大的音乐、伟大的雕塑来进一步去引导我们去爱那位神、认识那位神。
Through those classical writings, and God will help us to become a great Christian.
使我们的生命在恩典中不断的成长。
So we can grow continuously in His grace.
在健康、智慧、爱神和爱人这四个方面平衡的成长。
In health, in wisdom, in love of God and man, human, fellow man.
愿上帝祝福大家。
May God bless you all.
好，谢谢。
He already started reading books.
And maybe second week of the month is our tradition again.
本周是每个月的第二个星期，我们照例有圣餐。我今天会用一个比较不一样的方式。常常我们守圣餐是一个仪式。也许我们可以用一点时间来了解这个圣餐，所以不，它不只是仪式，而是一个对我们有意义的圣礼。
First of all, I'd like to read the scripture, the portion that we must give us the instruction and start the scripture.
首先，我愿意读经文给我们在圣餐上的指引。
The New Testament really have just two areas where describe the communion in detail, and one the most well known is the First Corinthians chapter 11.
在新约圣经里面有两处对圣餐有详细的介绍，第一处是在哥林多前书十一章
，and second is in the book of Luke.
第二个就是在路加福音。
So today I'd like you to read with me the passage that describes Luke concerning the communion.
所以今天我们翻开路加福音。
If you have a Bible, you can turn with me to chapter 22 and book of Luke. You can also have it on the screen, hopefully it happens.I'm going to read it in Chinese to say, in English to save some time. You can also just bring out the Chinese version. Then we don't have to repeat it. Luke chapter 22. I'll start reading from verse 14 to verse 20. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, I have.Eagerly decide to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. And after taking a cup, he gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took the bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. As you know, in the Passover, Christ gathered the 12 apostles who has been spending 3.5 years with him pretty intimately during that time.
在逾越节的时候，耶稣召集十二个门徒，就是与他同一同生活了3年半的门徒们。
He knew that he would be going through the cross and the crucifixion.
耶稣知道自己将要上十字架被钉死。
So he gathered the apostles together so they get the Last Supper together where he can share his mind and thoughts with them.
所以他召集了十二个门徒，与他聚集守最后的晚餐，跟他们分享他心里话。
Just imagine you have very intimate friends that you get together frequently for fellowship.
也许我们可以设想，我们有一些与我们亲朋好友在一起。
And Christ being the leader, the head, the guide is guiding them during those 3.5 years.
基督是这3年半带领他们生活的他们的老师。
And before Christ, he knew he was going to go through the cross and be crucified. So he shared this with his apostle, the one that had been working with him very closely.
所以他要把他将来受难的事情心里话与他的十二个门徒分享。
I believe the purpose is to give them hope because he knew that he'll be going through this trauma of the cross and more trauma to his apostle.
因为他知道虽然他自己要经过这些的苦难，但是他更担心十二个门徒将会面临的难处。
Because really they didn't know what to expect.
因为他们并不没有预料到这些事情的发生。
So he emphasized on them during that time concerning this communion, taking the cup and the breaking of the bread to represent himself.
所以他就用杯和饼和杯的这个象征来向他们解释他所要面临的这些事情。
At the time, it didn't mean a lot to his apostle because they didn't know what to expect.
也许当时这件事对他的门徒意义并不很深，因为他们不了解。
But I'm sure this Last Supper had put a very deep impression on their mind.
虽然他们对耶稣受难的事情没有预料到，但是这最后的晚餐也许在他们心里面留下很深刻的印象。
Because after Christ's death and resurrection in particular.
因为在耶稣死而复活以后,
and after he appeared to all of them,
他又向他们显现,
I think that thinking back, the apostle will remember this special Last Supper because he asked them to remember him.
就帮助这些门徒们想起耶稣所对他们所说的话。
Christ said that this will be my last worldly supper with you.
这是我最后在世界上与你们一同享用晚餐。
But I want you to remember this.
但你们要记得这件事。
Regularly.
也要常常的来，反复的来行。
Because this is my promise and hope for you for the eternal kingdom. Because I'm going to drink with you again.
我不在,
but it won't be on earth, it'll be in heaven.
我不在地上与你们享用晚宴, 但是将来在天上与你们享用晚宴。 天国，我要与你们再一次一同坐席。
So I hope we have the attitude when we come to this communion is that there is a purpose there. It's not just a routine ritual that we serve as Christians.
所以当我们守圣餐的时候，我盼望大家都能够了解，这不只是一个仪式，而是有一定的目的。
And today, while you are receiving the elements today,
当我们领受饼和杯的时候。
I'll be having Yifei play this hymn for you that we seldom sing in church to for the communion.
我们的诗琴会我们弹一首常常在圣餐时候所弹的圣乐。
If you have the blue book in front of you, you can turn to hymn 167.
是在你们蓝色座前蓝色诗本的。
Number 167.
167首。
And while you're receiving the element, you can prepare your heart, but you also read the content of this hymn in preparation for the communion.
当我们领受饼和杯的时候，我们可以留意这首诗的歌词内容，让我们能够默想。
And Yifei will be playing the tune so that you learn a little bit of the tune, and we'll sing at the end of the communion. We'll sing the hymn together.
然后在我们圣餐结束的时候，我们一起来唱。
And just a little introduction of this hymn. I don't think we need any interpret to save some time. You don't have to interpret this Chinese, but try to listen and get what you can in English. This hymn was written by an author, as you can see there, called James Montgomery. He's back in the 18th and 19th century.And just a little background is when he wrote this hymn. This person, he was a newspaper editor. And he was editing a newspaper that was published in London at the time. And he has much concern for the poor and the downtrodden. He worked hard for the abolition of slavery and was imprisoned twice for his strong editorials. He also remembered his parents, who were missionary, who gave their lives for the people in West Indies. But most of all, he remembered his Lord.Who had given him his life. It would have been easy for this busy journalist to get caught up in the vital issue of the day and to forget the vital issue of eternity. But Montgomery resolved that he would never become too busy to remember what Jesus had done for him.There are many earthly concerns that press our lives, some of national or international importance, others affecting only ourselves or our families. They can become so important that they overshadow eternal issues. So let us, with James Montgomery, resolve never to forget our Lord.Who died for us. At this time, we have the deacon to come over to prepare for the communion. And I'd like to ask Daniel Meng to pray for this communion.
让我们一同低头祷告。天父，我们感谢你，早在多年前你就为我们流血舍命，以至于今天我们可以来到你的殿中，来到你的台前，来敬拜你，来赞美你。我们这个时候再一次的求主来洁净我们。帮助我们在生活里面能够不断的长进，你的恩典继续与我们同在， 的灵开启我们的心灵，让我们不单只是头脑之认识你，我们的心里面也愿意顺服跟随你，以至于当我们在守圣餐的时候，我们不但是纪念主你为我们所摆上的一切，我们更盼望主你继续带领我们在爱神爱人的事上能够更像你，直到主你再来。听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求，进来救主耶稣面前，聆听温柔之声，时时默想祭死之恩，时时纪念我主。为你为我主体破碎，成为属天粮食，我今接受立约之杯，为要纪念我主。岂能忘记克西马尼，看见善恶冲突，伤痛使你流汗如血，也能忘记我主。是不是大家都领到饼？我们一起领受，纪念我们的主为我们舍身流血。God, my sacrifice, and my 主被十字架往哥哥他，我眼单单看主，上主羔羊完全献上，我怎不纪念主？岂能忘记主受痛苦，完全为了爱我？只要一气一息在身，都要纪念我主。精力将近，大限将临，记忆渐不灵活。在你德国降临之时，主啊，请纪念我。让我们一同领受这个杯，纪念主为我们，舍身流血。
So we sing together now, the hymn that we have just heard, to try to draw on the words to describe Christ to die for us.
让我们一同来唱这一首歌，一百六十。
We will sing verse two and verse.Second and third verse.
我们唱第二、第三节。
Shall we pray?
我们一同祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that we can get together again today to honor you for what you have done for us in Gethsemane. Well, sometimes this kind of traditional observance can be so routine we forget the real meaning.I pray, Lord, that we will not take this for granted, that we come together once a month to honor you in this time of communion, that you will remember what you have done for each one of us, that in our lives, that our main priority is to follow you and to learn more of you. And as we learn today,to get into more wisdom to how to serve you and prepare for life eternal. We can be very busy in our daily routine in many ways, but let us not forget that our main goal is to see you again and spend eternity together. Not only within our own church family, our own biological family, but we also can share this with others who do not know you. We thank you today for this time of worship, and thank you that you have saved each one of us. I pray that you continue to guide us for the week to come, that we can love you more, and we can serve you in a more intimate way. We ask in Christ's name. Amen.
If this is the first time that you come,